nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Okay, Marianne, say goodbye. We gotta hurry or you'll miss your plane.
Good luck. Good luck on your new job.
Thanks, I'll write every day, I promise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Balky, I guess you're feeling a lot of pain right now.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, she's going away, but that don't change our feelings for one another, and she'll stop by when she's in the neighborhood.
Stop by when she's in the neighborhood? Balky, Marianne is moving to London. But I know what you're feeling. I've been there.
You've been to London?
No, here. Balky, sit down. I've had a traumatic experience like the one you're about to have. When I was in fifth grade, I was in love with Carolyn Smizer. Every day we'd eat lunch together. We'd walk home from school holding hands. And then one day she dropped a bomb on me.
She was a terrorist?
No.
The bomb, was it a water bomb?
No.
A flea and tick bomb?
No. Just listen. Carolyn's father bought a cattle ranch in Texas. And she told me she'd write every day, that she'd spend her summer vacations in Madison, that we'd always be together.
A lip bomb?
Try not to speak until I point to you. Okay? Well, for a while, I got a letter from Carolyn every day, and then once a week, and then card at Christmas, then nothing. And girl I'd loved was gone forever.
That's the saddest story. I've ever heard. What does that have to do with Marianne?
It's the same thing. The Marianne's new life will be filled with glamour and excitement. Well, she'll be too tired to write. She'll forget to call. She won't have time to visit. Balky, she means well, but face it, that chick is gone.
Oh, Corson, I had no idea I hurt so much until you pointed it out to me.
Hey. That's what friends are for. Balky, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
I'm listening to the refrigerator turn on and off.
Well,
That sounds like something worth doing. Malky, why don't you try and get some sleep?
No, cousin.
We need to go to work in a few hours.
I don't care. It don't matter. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't do anything except think about Betty Ann.
You feel like you want to die, don't you? Balky, if you want to stop thinking about Marianne, you know what you have to do?
No.
You have to get yourself a hobby.
A hobby?
Yes. Yes, a hobby. Something new and exciting to take your mind off her. I got over Carolyn Smizer by taking up photography.
Really?
Yes, I spent so much time taking pictures that I forgot all about her.
Really?
Yes, I even joined a photography club, met a lot of people.
Really?
Yes. There must be something that you've always wanted to do.
No, there isn't.
There's got to be one thing that you have always dreamed of doing.
There is one thing.
Good. What is it?
Sheep vaulting.
Well, there you go. Sheep vaulting?
Cousin, it is the number one spectator sport on Meepos. Stop me if I've told you this before. I was actually there when Tony Tomopoulos jumped over 37 sheep in one vault. Unfortunately, he was trying for 38. On Meepos, they still use that shot at the beginning of Wide World of Sports. They call it the thrill of victory, the agony of the sheep.
Sheep vaulting? Balky, I don't think sheep vaulting has hit the States yet. But just look what talking about a new hobby has done for you already.
What has it done for me?
It's taken your mind off her.
Who?
Marianne.
Sorry.
I'm telling you. Go ahead. Ask him where Balky is.
Where is Balky?
He took the day off.
Ask him why.
Why?
As I explained to Harriet, Balky has been very upset ever since Marianne moved to London, so I gave him a little advice about how to handle it, and he's out following my advice.
Now ask him what the advice was.
I told him if he wanted to take his mind off Marianne, he should find a hobby, maybe join a club. I told him to check out coin collecting, model building, historical walks.
Balky is suffering from a broken heart, and you told him to take a historical walk? Take it from a professional advice columnist, Larry. Your advice stinks.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Lydia's right.
Harriet! Oh, thank you.
If Balky doesn't get some help, he's going to end up as crazy as she is.
You just cannot pay me a compliment and let it drop, can you? I mean, would it kill you just to be nice?
Nice? I've got one nerve left and you're leaning on it.
You'll see. When Balky finds a hobby, he'll be a new man. What did you do?
I joined the club.
What, the Peter Fonda fan club?
No, the motorcycles.
The motor psychos?
The motorcycles. If you're looking for trouble, we'll help you find it. I think they're kind of a public service organization.
Oh, my Lord. You've got a tattoo.
It's not a real tattoo, it's a loner. Coulson, you were right. Joining a club is just what I needed to help me to get my mind off of that person I'm trying to get my mind off of. You should join too, and then we can ride our hogs together.
I don't want to ride a hog. I don't want to join the club. I've heard about the motor psychos. They are awful people.
No, they're not. The motor psychos are a swell bunch of guys. I've got an initiation ceremony to get to.
Balky, you are not joining that club.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, Balky, listen to me.
When is the initiation?
You know the rules. You can't be a motorcycle. Until you get yourself an old lady.
Oh, well, I know that rule. I stopped at the senior citizen's home on the way over here. But I gotta tell you, those old ladies can really put up a fight.
Don't worry, kid. I'll take care of you. I'll get you one. Yo, Flynn! Flynn will be your old lady. It's initiation time! I'll go get the pit bulls.
Oh, thank you very much. Don't mind if I do. For an old lady, you're in remarkable shape.
Clean living.
Oh, cousin, cousin, you changed your mind about the motorcycles. Now we're both going to be members. Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy. Dance.
No, I have not changed my mind about the motorcycles. I came down here to talk some sense into you. Now, come on, let's go.
Who's the pocket yuppie?
This is my cousin Larry. Cousin, this is my new friend Cobra. It's spelled just like the snake.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Mr. Cobra. String tie. Nice look for you.
Listen, I'd love to stay and chat, but I really just stopped by to get Valky, so if you'll excuse us.
Hey, kid stays. He makes us laugh.
Well, you know, if it's laughs you're looking for, I could send you some comedy albums. You like Steve Martin? Robin Williams? What about Jay Leno? He rides a motorcycle.
Jay Leno? Jay Leno's funny. But he's no Gary Shandling.
I can get Shandling.
You know what I think, pal? I think you came to the wrong place at the wrong time.
What are you doing to my cousin Larry? Cousin,
it's just a little game we play. It's called target practice.
Cobra, I'm beginning to think there's a dark side to you. I don't think I want to be in your club.
That's okay. You don't have to join, but we're still going to go ahead with initiation.
Hey, a beer truck just overturned down the street. There's free beer for everyone.
Yeah! I'll be back.
Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
All right, stop. Stop.
Stop. Doggy, stop it!
Valky? Reach for that chair. Valky, with your foot. Reach with your foot. Go on. Go on. Go ahead. Reach. Oh, yes, good, good. Go ahead. One more. Reach. All right, here, let me. Reach. Oh,
No,
Valky. Oh, please, cousin. Okay. Please, please, Mr. Scarecrow, which way to the Emerald City?
Some people go that way.
And some people go
that way.
Of course,
people do go both ways.
I love it! I love it! I love it! Got it!
Get me down!
What's this? Thought I was writing with kitten lips.
Get him.
All right, hold it. Don't come any closer.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, I wasn't going for the head.
No, you were going for the head. What's that thing? We had that whole discussion about the relaxation of wrist, the elongation of this muscle right here. But, you know, sometimes the label covers over the fold of the bottle.
Yes, that was it.
Let's go.
Cousin.
It's initiation time! Yeah!
Oh, look, there's Elvis.
Where's Elvis?
I don't see Elvis.
Are you sure we lost them?
Positive.
Are you sure you didn't tell them where you live?
Positive.
Are you sure you never told them your name?
Positive.
All right, good. I think we're safe.
Of course, I did give your name and address as a reference.
You what?
Just kidding. Oh. Cousins should joke more.
Let me give you a little tip. Anytime you meet someone with the word death tattooed anywhere on their body, stay away.
Words to live by. Oh, cousin, I should have listened to you when you told me not to join the motorcycles.
Well, I can understand why you did it. It's the only thing that kept your mind off Marianne. Oops.
I'm never going to get over her.
Marianne!
Do you have to keep mentioning her name?
Falky.
Oh, boy. Now I'm hearing her voice.
Falky?
Cousin, I'm hallucinating.
No. Falky, this is Marianne.
Marianne? You came back. You came back.
I came back. Nice outfit.
Marianne, why did you come back?
Oh, I had to. I miss Chicago. But most of all, I missed you.
Well, believe me, Marianne, Balky missed you too.
Marianne, you are not going to believe what happened while you were gone. I can hardly believe it myself.
What?
Cousin Larry saw Elvis.